Welcome back to This Week on RTÉ Radio 1. Now, the Irish Farmers Association wrote to members of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party on Friday, asking them to insist that Minister Charlie McConnellogue meets the European Commissioner for the Environment face-to-face to discuss the nitrates derogation. Ireland is one of three EU countries that have an arrangement allowing them to exceed rules on how much manure from herds can be spread on land. The Minister held a virtual meeting with Commissioner Sinkevicius on Monday before confirming on Wednesday that the Commission had decided to reduce the upper limits of the derogation from next January that followed a review of water quality. On Thursday, the IFA boycotted a meeting arranged by the minister to discuss nitrates, instead protesting outside. Now, this change affects about 3,000 mainly dairy farmers, who the IFA says will now have to reduce animal numbers or get more land. Tim Cullinan, president of the Irish Farmers Association, joins us now in studio. Tim, why did you feel the need to write to Fianna Fáil members about this?
Good afternoon, Sinead. And obviously, this huge anger and concern among our members out on the ground because of, I suppose, first of all, the way this was dealt with. And, you know, it was very concerning, you know, that the minister understands how serious the situation is here. And, you know, it was only a video call to the commissioner. You know, I would have expected and hoped that the minister would have went to Brussels and meet with the commissioner. But I suppose, put this in context, you know, what this means is for a farmer with 100 cows could lose 15% of his herd, or 15 cows. And in direct income, this could be anything between 30 to 40,000 per year in direct income alone. I'm speaking here about farmers that have borrowed a lot of money, invested in their businesses. And, you know, in any other sector in society where people, after investing in their business, I think they should be getting proper government support. And the other point I want to make, obviously, is the delay in the payments this year. You know, time and time again, I've made the point to the minister, you know, that we need to get this money out, because we're at the time of year, you know, farmers expect the money at the same time each year. They have bills to pay, they have tax bills to pay. You know, again, we're at the time of year where children are going back to school, and obviously all of the costs associated with that as well. And just a quick other few points I want to make as well around a recent suckler cow scheme, you know, where a farmer has to invest €12 to get €15, totally unacceptable. Like, the sheep sector, we've been raising issues for the last year, and the tilly sector as well.
And so you have a lot of concerns, and you had an opportunity to speak to the minister about all of these at that meeting on Thursday, but you chose not to. Why?
Well, I suppose, look, and the reason we took a decision to take outside the meeting, I suppose, first of all, the way, look, negotiations have been going for quite a while now, so the minister, you know, has been setting up groups where he's bringing people in to discuss the issues. But what is happening is, you know, the minister is making a decision. Like what happened, there was a decision made around the nitrous derogation, a decision made around the payments, and then bring people into a meeting to inform them rather than discuss the issues. So there was no point in us going in to a meeting on Thursday to hear what the minister already had put out in the media the day before. So I think, you know, that is very concerning for us.
Is it not the minister's role to negotiate those things? And as we know, the nitrates directive specifically is an environmental thing. So in the long run, these derogations were only ever going one way. This must not have come as a surprise.
Look, I suppose we have a unique situation here in Ireland. We have a grass-based system, which is renowned right around the world. We in the IFA put a very, very credible proposal to the minister to take back to Brussels. Our expert team in the association earlier this year went to Brussels, met with the commission. We invited the commission over to Ireland. So what I'm asking here today is that the minister goes back to Brussels immediately, invites the officials in the commission to come over to Ireland and explain and show to them. And, you know, we are willing to do this in conjunction with the minister and take them out onto farms and show the system we have here in Ireland. Because, look, farmers in Ireland have adopted, since 2018, 30 measures farmers have taken on, anything from reconstructing roadways, planting trees, using multi-species grasses, which means that those grasses will grow with less amount of fertiliser. Last year alone, we've seen a reduction of 14% in the use of chemical fertiliser being used on farms, and that figure is substantially decreased again this year. And, you know, in water quality, we are seeing the trends going in the right direction, albeit it's slow. But yes, there's one thing, Sinead, there's one thing needed here. It's time for all of this to work. And we do not want the destruction of an industry that employs 170,000 people right around this country.
But we also need to think about the future of water for everybody who lives in this country, not just the farming community. And there may be people listening to this who think, well, you know, the dairy sector is fairly profitable. I think the Chagas survey of last year showed it was the average farm income for 2022 at about €150,000. Is this not something that the sector can absorb, this change, this reduction in the derogation?
No, the problem with this change is it's not going to impact just on dairy farming. This is going to impact on every farmer in the country, because what it'll mean is there'll be less lands available for farming. So obviously it's going to put pressure on the entire system. We've already seen this year already, the exorbitant cost of land rental. So you know, this is not just going to impact on dairy farmers, but every farmer in the country. But I think, look, what's important here is we have put credible proposals forward. I am very disappointed that they were not taken on board. And what I'm asking here is that the minister goes back to Brussels. You know, we don't want to be doing this over a video call. It's so serious. And get negotiations going with the Commission. As I say, we're willing to engage in that as well. I think it's critically important that people from the Commission come over here and see the unique system we have here in Ireland. And you know, this is about farm families and all of the money that has been invested in the system over the last number of years.
Now, even if that were to happen, if the minister were to go back, for example, you know, there's been a breakdown of communications here. So what happens now? Can the IFA commit to actually communicating with the minister on all of these issues?
Look, it's very challenging at the moment. I've been in this position for 3.5 years, and I've always worked with the minister, worked with his officials as well. But look, we're at a very concerning point here and now. You know, I think we cannot continue with what we were doing in the past, and we have decided at our National Council that we're going to try a different plan of action now. And look, I know the two political main parties are having their thinkings this week, and tomorrow morning we're heading to the Horse and Jockey in Turles, and we're heading to Limerick where Fine Gael is having their thinking on Friday. And look, it's up to the minister to come forward with credible proposals here. You know, we've seen it around CAP, as I mentioned, all the different schemes there. And even with the money going out to farmers, there's a huge concern now among farmers with the direct payments and the leakage, because this is so complex now. Almost every farmer now is employing a consultant to fill in the forms, because if you don't dot the I properly, whatever, you know what I mean, you could lose money. And I suppose, look, it's very disturbing now that I know farmers on the ground, and the one worry they have is to see a department official coming into their farm because they know it's going to cost them money. And that's not the way it should be. We want to work with the minister, we want to work with the department, but look, unless things change, it's going to be very difficult back end of this year for our association and our members.
Okay, Tim Cullen, and thank you very much for speaking to us this lunchtime. And we're also joined now in studio by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Oak. Now, Minister, I know you didn't want to take part in a live debate about these issues today, but what do you think about what Tim Cullinan has said there? There's a number of key points there around the measures that farmers have had to adopt, how hard they're working, and is it too much to ask for you to fight the corner in Brussels?
Thanks, Sinead, and good to be with you. And I have certainly been fighting the corner in Brussels on this and many issues. Now, I'll touch on the payments issue before the end of the interview. But just as, in terms of the context with regard to the negotiations on the nitrates derogation, we're in a very challenging situation now for a number of years, and that our water quality over the last decade or so hasn't been improving. And we haven't been meeting the standards set under the nitrates directive for all member states at European level in which we're setting us. We're one of only three member states at this stage. It's down to three now, there used to be more, that have a derogation from the norm that applies under the Nitrates Directive to other member states. And obviously that negotiation and renegotiation, it has to be renegotiated every 4 years, of that derogation was much more difficult in the context of us not meeting our improved water quality obligations. So I've been engaging from the start of last year in terms of securing the derogation, but with the backdrop of not having met improved water quality, despite the real strong actions
Minister,
the farmers are taking in this regard.
You acknowledged yourself this week that you share the blame for the lack of an improvement in water quality, but it won't improve without some support for farmers to do that. And there's commitments within the Climate Action Plan that we haven't seen much movement on yet. For example, example, the anaerobic digestion scheme and other things like that. And then in the backdrop against the delays in farm payments, you can see how it's very difficult for farmers to accept what you're saying.
It's challenging for farmers, and I work closely with farmers at all times to support them to meet the challenges that we have and indeed to make the absolute best of our tremendous agricultural sector. It has been, on the nitrates derogation in particular, we fought hard to get the derogation that we have. The European Commission were looking for lower thresholds than the 220 that we're now on course for come the 1st of January. And it's important for me as Minister to be straight with farmers in relation to the challenges that we have and to work closely with them. And the situation is now the work in terms of improving our water quality and making sure that come the renegotiation of this derogation at the end of 2025, we're in a position to maintain it redoubles now. Because let me be clear, there's no guarantee of us keeping that 220, and only if we're improving our water quality and continue the very strong work that's underway will we be in a position to secure it. And I certainly will continue to work closely with farmers right across this country, with Tim and all farm organisations in relation to making sure we maintain that derogation, but really importantly as well, that we improve water quality.
In the here and now, this has a real impact on people's livelihoods. And I know Tim gave us an example there, and there was also a farmer quoted in the Irish Times this week who farms 120 cows with his parents. He'll have to sell or cull 12 cows, and that's a loss of €17,000 for a farm that supports three people and is not, you know, that will be an impact for those people's lives.
Well, there's no doubt that this impacts on farms, and that's why it's absolutely important that we all work together to make sure that real challenge we have of maintaining this derogation at 220 post 2025, that we make sure we work hard to do that. But we have about 7,000 farms in the country, family farms, that avail of the derogation out of our 130,000 farms in the country. Of that 7,000, there's somewhere over 3,000 that are between the 220 and 250 threshold, and they will have to drop now to the 220. I will work to support them. I've just announced this week meeting with ACMSA, for example, last week, confirmed to them that the on-farm investment will open, and we will be providing forward confirmation for farmers to avail of between 40 and 60% grant for on-farm investments in terms of slurry storage as well as animal welfare measures this autumn, and also very significant investment again next year. There's a responsibility in all of us, Sinead, all of us, myself as Minister, Tim, which he takes very seriously as well, and all farmers across the country to work collaboratively to make sure we actually
would you consider going back to the Commissioner and looking to extend this derogation further?
Yeah, and listen, in relation to the point as to whether it was an online meeting or not, I have a very close and strong relationship with the Commissioner. I meet him every month in person. I meet him regularly as well online. I deal with him. He's also the Fisheries Commissioner, so I've dealt with him online and in person in relation to many fisheries negotiations, which are ongoing all the time, and had very strong successes, for example, in relation to access to our waters and in terms of enhancing our quota in terms of negotiations with countries. So I'll be meeting him again tomorrow week.
And can you talk to him again about this?
And I will certainly be talking to him again, but let me be clear. The decision has been made by the Commission. The Commissioner has been very, very clear in this, that there will be no reopening or statutory amendment to our derogation. So the engagement for me
are
now...
Are you going to ask him about again if he can extend it?
Well, just to be crystal clear, the Commissioner and the Commission have made very clear that we are... the maximum for our derogation will be 220 come the 1st of January. They're very clear that we're one of three countries in Europe that have the derogation. They're very clear as well to us that the derogation we have is the most flexible of those three member states, and therefore it's simply not viable, particularly against the backdrop of us not meeting our water quality obligations, to seek to reopen that negotiation now. So I will be continuing to engage with them in relation to the derogation that we do have, and also then I will be engaging with farm organisations and farmers throughout this country in relation to making sure we keep it, because it's really, really critical for our farming industry. There's good reasons why we have a derogation. We have a great grass-based system, and we've reasons why uptake of nitrogen is stronger in this country as well. But we have to, in order to get other member states to continue to vote to give us flexibilities and derogations from the standards they have to meet and the norms they have to meet, we have to be showing improved water quality to be in a position to actually be successful in those negotiations.
Can I ask you about the payments issue and the delayed payments and the fact that we're already discussing delays for the payments for 2024. Why is this situation allowed to get worse like that?
So, listen, this has been something that's been very clear from the start of the year, because this is the first year of a new Common Agricultural Policy programme, which will run for 5 years. I'm working as Minister. I have delivered the largest ever increase in funding for family farms, because this is a reflection of this government's backing for family farms and for rural Ireland. We delivered a 50% increase in the government funding towards the Common Agricultural Policy programmes. And those new schemes are all new this year. They're being rolled out for the first time, and new systems had to be built as well to roll them out. So at the start of the year, I sat down with my team to make sure that we could deliver that service to farmers in the best possible time frame. But given the fact that we had to build new systems this year, and it simply wasn't a rinse and repeat, as happens in later years of the CAP programme, it was going to be clear there was going to be some adjustment to dates required. So I set those dates at the start of the year, and we communicated those directly to farmers back in March, and repeatedly since, so that farmers would have line of sight of what dates they'd be paid on this year. And we're working very hard now to make sure we deliver on those commitments that we give at the start of the year. And I've also given a clear commitment as well to farmers that next year, whenever we have the systems built and the system run out this year, that next year the dates will return to what they'd been previously. But it's my objective as Minister and the Department's objective to provide the best possible service to farmers. That's what we're working hard to do, and that's what we give farmers clarity on at the very start of the year, knowing they needed line of sight if they had other plans and needed to know what dates they were going to get paid on, in terms of making arrangements to facilitate that.
Okay, Minister Charlie McConnell, thank you for joining us this lunchtime.